If you're like me, you've spent time on the floor after an accident. Waiting for the paramedics to arrive. It's times like these, a lot of thoughts roll through your head. I wonder if the bleeding will stop. I had no idea electricity could lift me off the ground that high. Or from this angle, that smooth ceiling could use a little texture. And how would we do that, Al?
Well, Tim, with Binford's 6100 acoustic spraying system.
That's right. With the 6100 system, even the most inexperienced, unskilled homeowner can do this simple job.
And who better to demonstrate than you, Tim?
For this job, Al and I suggest Binford's acoustical texture spray.
That's right. It comes in these ready-to-mix bags.
All you do is add water. Or for a creamier texture, go with the buttermilk.
Now, obviously, you want to follow the instructions precisely because too much water and your mixture will not adhere to your ceiling. Tim, I've already mixed that.
Yeah, just needs a bit more water, Al.
I used a measuring cup.
I'm not doing laundry, fella. I use a measuring system that never fails me. My eye.
My eye.
Once you've mixed the compound, it's ready to load it in the hopper. Give me a hand, Dennis. Perfecto. All right. When you get going, what you can do is use short, even strokes, keeping the gun about 2 feet from your ceiling.
All right.
And you doubted me.
I stand corrected. I would be proud to have a ceiling like this in my living room.
Who let those pigeons in here?
Nothing going on between me and Melissa. I just gave her a taste of my Jell-O. It's not like we both chewed the same piece of gum. Ashley, come on. Hold on. Randy, I'm on the phone. Get out.
You get out. It's my room, too.
I was here first.
Look, I'm just getting my books.
I'm listening. I swear there's nothing going on between me and Melissa.
Oh, Brad. Get off the phone and kiss me. Yeah.
No, that's not Melissa. It's my stupid brother. Listen, Ashley, there's nothing going on between us. Uh-huh.
Hold me, my hunka-hunka burning love.
Ashley, I'll see you at school. All right, bye. You're a hunk of dead meat. Get...
I'm gonna kill you!
What's going on?
He keeps bugging me when I'm on the phone.
He's on the phone 24 hours a day.
But don't use the phone so much.
I can't help it if I'm so popular.
Well, I guess that's why all us girls love you.
Hey, 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 Bradley, come here, come here.
What?
Come here, take your coat, take your bag, and you go out that way.
Well, this is what we're leaving the world.
Face it, honey, you raised two very obnoxious little boys.
What is going on with them? They've really been going at it these last couple of weeks.
Well, you're right. Black eye, bloody nose, stitches, loose tooth.
Well, we got to do something before they kill each other.
Tonight, after their sleep, you and me, Puerto Rico.
Tim, this is serious. We've got to find out what's wrong with them.
All right.
Then we go to Puerto Rico.
If we want to solve this problem, there's only one thing to do. Separate bedrooms.
We don't have any more bedrooms. And no, you're not building anymore.
Honey, we've talked about this before. Move Brad into Mark's room, and then Mark into Randy's room.
No. Okay. Brad is older. He probably should have his own room, but we can't make a decision like that without discussing it with all the boys.
Why discuss it? The reason we became parents is so we could tell kids what to do. If we can't do that, we're just the tallest people living here.
You sound like my father.
All right. Today, we're going to show you how to soundproof as well as insulate the walls. Now, there's a variety of products you can use, of course. Acoustic padding, fiberglass batting, or very unattractive flannel.
The easiest way to install your insulation is during construction, before you've put up your drywall.
However, if the drywall has already been installed in your home, we suggest the foam injection method. Heidi, the foam injector, please.
Here you go, Tim.
Thank you, Heidi.
You're welcome.
Now, for this method, you're going to have to drill some holes in your drywall.
But first, you want to find a stud. I said stud, not dud.
It's already compressed air in there to make it work. Stick your nozzle in, and you start insulating.
Mm-hmm. It should dry in about 10 minutes.
That's right, Al. Now, to show some of the advantage of soundproofing, the crew and I got here early and constructed a special room. Heidi, my room, please. Now, this room will not only protect you from the elements, keep you warm, but it's also totally soundproof.
Here you go, Tim.
Thank you, Heidi. Watch this, Al. Can't hear a word. It's so good. Watch this. Talking like this. Walk in. Hi, everybody. It's just great to be here. My name's Tim, the dual...
Truly amazing. We did not hear a sound.
No, that's how it was designed. You gotta try it. Let yourself go. It's great. Yeah.
Tim? Can you hear me? You can't hear me? In that case, I should be the host of this show. And another thing, that's a stupid haircut you have. And another thing, I am the very model of a modern major general. The kings of England, and I quote the fight historical from Marathon to Waterloo and Anacortes, Gorgol.
Al.
Yes.
Al.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Think about that. Major General Borland.
Come on, Brad, let me in.
No, no lock. You're gonna have to stand next to the door for the rest of your life.
Maybe I will.
Good plan, genius.
I got a better plan. Open this door right now, Brad. Come on. All right, why are you keeping out of the room?
Because it keeps bugging me.
Bugging you?
You're full of it.
You're the one who's full of it.
Stop. Sit down. Both of you, sit. All right. Your mom wants to know what's going on between you two. She's not here, so it's up to me. Randy, what's the matter with Brad?
I hate him.
You don't hate him. Turn around and talk to me. What's the problem with Brad?
I hate him a lot.
Not as much as I hate him.
He won't let me into my own room. I can't even do my homework.
It's not just your room.
Well, you think you own it.
Well, he doesn't own it. I own it. Actually, the bank kind of really owns it. Guys, you got to figure out a way to work this out by yourselves, all right?
Randy shouldn't even have a room. He should be at the bottom of Lake Erie with the other shrimp.
Brad.
Yeah, and you'd fit right in on Mars where there's no sign of intelligent life.
First of all, they've never confirmed that. And second of all, I want you guys to shake hands and make up. Big brother, help little brother out. Come on. Did you hear what I said? Shake hands right this minute. Come on, hop to it. All right, good man.
Quit squeezing!
You're the one who's squeezing!
Come on, let go!
You let go!
Both let go. Let him go. All right, let go! All right, down here. Tried it your mom's way. That didn't work. Now it's my way. I'm splitting you guys up.
What?
I'm moving him in to Mark's room, and Mark's in with you.
Wait a second. This is totally unfair. Why should Brad get his own room?
Because he's the oldest, and because I say so, all right?
I have to go with Dad on this one.
Don't push it.
This is totally unfair.
Well, life is totally unfair. When I was your age, I wanted my own room, and I didn't get it. Come to think of it, I still don't have my own room. Got a box.
Dad, I don't want to move in with Randy.
Oh, Mark, it may seem like a bad idea now, but a lot of times bad things turn into good things.
What could be good about sharing a room with Randy?
Well, I've been thinking about it. Maybe you and Randy will get to know each other better. When I was your age, I moved in with Steve. You know, Uncle Steve and I don't get along. And when we moved in together, we got real close. And after that, he didn't beat me up so much.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that could be a good thing.
Yeah. And maybe you and Randy can gang up against Brad.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Dad.
You bet.
Oh, hi, honey. What are you doing with that box?
Dad's making me move.
What?
To Randy's room. Now I get to beat up on Brad.
Tim!
Is that you, honey? I could hardly hear you. Got a whole bunch of chamois on sale.
How could you?
You said always look for bargains.
I mean about switching the boys' rooms.
Oh, I tried it your way. It didn't work.
My way? Was that we told them. Was I not clear?
We. It can be taken so many ways. To you, it meant us. To the French, it means yes. To this little piggy, it meant I'm going all the way home.
I can't believe that you made a decision like this without me.
If you'd been in the room, argue with them, you'd have made the same decision.
No, I wouldn't have. I would have discussed it with the boys, then I would have waited for you to come home, and we could have discussed it as a family.
And after all the discussion, the boys would have been, what, 90?
Great. Make jokes.
Okay, a crocodile and a giraffe. Honey, I don't need endless discussions to make a decision. Men, assess a situation, boom, done.
Are you saying that men are more decisive than women?
Oh, it's a fact. Oh, come on. We don't shop 3 hours for shoes and handbags. The first pair of shoes I see that fit, I buy them.
Even if they're slingback heels?
If they fit.
You see, just because men make hasty decisions doesn't mean that they're the right ones.
Men aren't yammers.
Is that what you think? You think that I yammer?
Jill, you're a yammerer.
Well, you're a yak-ass.
Evening, Wilson.
Heavenly ho, good neighbor.
What are you doing?
Tim, I am shooting the moon.
Aren't you supposed to have your pants down for that?
No, Tim. I'm taking time-lapse photographs. I'm tracking the path of the blue moon. Taking some very spectacular shots.
That's funny. Jill just took some spectacular shots at me.
He's out of orbit in the Taylor universe.
I suppose you could say that. I made a big decision without asking her. I want to stop the boys from fighting, so I put them in separate bedrooms.
Well, that's a tough decision to make unilaterally.
Yeah. Jill figured I should have made it double laterally.
She used that word?
No. She doesn't have a big vocabulary like you and me. I thought if I separated them, it would stop them from fighting.
Oh, I see. Well, Jim, what were they fighting about?
They're boys. They fight about everything. What does it matter?
Well, Tim, what you're describing to me brings to mind the Veruca vulgaris. Also known as the common wart.
You're calling my son's wart? Not that I mind. I don't mind.
No, Tim. What I'm trying to say is most people think the best way to get rid of a wart is to cut it off, but in actuality, that isn't the best solution. See, the wart will reappear because the virus is still below the surface of the skin.
So just putting my two warts in separate rooms isn't going to cure this problem, huh?
No, Tim. The only way to get rid of a wart is to go beneath the surface of the oily skin and dig out the root.
I see. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
This is bar none the most disgusting conversation we've ever had.
Hi.
Hi.
Where's Mark?
I don't know.
Did you stuff him in one of these drawers? Not funny, huh?
It's about as funny as what Dad did. You think you could talk to him?
Would you feel better if things went back to the way they were?
I'd feel better if I had my own room.
Well, unfortunately, that's not going to be an option.
So what are my options? Living with the dork or living with Brad who talks on the phone all day?
Honey, Brad is in junior high school now. You know, he's got a lot of new stuff happening. He's meeting new friends, getting interested in girls.
Let me get this straight. Brad gets new friends, girls, and his own room, and I get Mark?
I'm sorry. I know that this is hard for you. I remember when my sister hit her teens, you know, she was doing all this interesting stuff that I wished I was doing.
Like what?
Well, she got her own room. She started wearing makeup, shaving her legs. Can you imagine how I felt when she got to wear a bra and I was still wearing a dorky undershirt?
Yeah, I can. When do you think I'll get to wear a bra, Mom?
Okay, that's probably not the greatest example, but what I mean is, I got older, you know, and I got to have some of those same experiences. I can't say the shaving the legs part was so great, but then my sister moved out.
And then you got your own room.
No, then Dad turned it into a study.
Great.
Don't worry. I mean, with your father, you won't have that problem.
Yeah, Dad's idea of a study is a toilet and 3 hot rod magazines.
You know, Randy, there are some advantages to sharing a room with a younger kid.
Such as?
Well, you have always wanted to have the upper bunk. You get to listen to more of your music. Nobody can kick you out of your room.
Yeah. But I can always kick Mark out.
I didn't say that. Oh, who knows? Maybe just one of these days I'll just completely lose my mind and let your father build another room.
I don't think so, Mom.
Jill. We gotta talk.
No, it's not necessary, you know, because I've been thinking about what you said, and I think that women do need to be more decisive. So I've decided that we should move my car into the garage and your hot rod out to the street, and I should paint all your tools pink.
No.
I also decided that I'm not doing any more of your laundry.
Well, okay, I get your point. And I've decided that no matter what I do, those warts are going back to Bulgaria.
Why do I even try to talk to you?
Point is, we've got to get beneath the oily surface and get to the root of the boy's problem.
I've already gotten to the root of the boy's problem. Randy feels that Brad is leaving him behind.
What do you mean?
Well, Brad's growing up. He doesn't want to spend any time hanging around with his little brother anymore.
That's what this is about?
Yeah. Oh, it's bound to happen, I guess.
Yeah. There was a time my brothers didn't want me tagging around with them.
Did it bum you out?
Not really, because I tag along anyway. Bum them out. They go to the drive-in with their girlfriends, and I sit in the back seat and pop up right when they're trying to make their move with a fright wig.
Get out of the room! 902! Hey, what are you doing?
I just made another decision.
Puerto Rico?
It's nice this time of year.
Hi. Is it all right if I hang out in here?
If you want.
I've got to get away from Mom.
Why? Did she tell you the bra story?
No. She keeps bugging me about my new room. You know, having your own room isn't as great as you think it is.
Why not?
Because Mom says it's a privilege, and with privilege comes more responsibility.
Sounds bad.
No kidding. I even have to do my own laundry.
Oh, man.
But it's not that bad. See, I figured it out. I'll only have to do it once a month if I turn my shirts inside out and I wear my underwear 3 times.
Do me a little favor. When it gets to the end of the month, stay in your own room.
Can you imagine how I felt when she got to wear a bra and I was still wearing a dorky undershirt?
Yeah, I can.